Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, Wings get their ass kicked again. And we're just asking the question about confidence levels, the deadline looming. I don't see how anybody could be all upset if they don't make a move. I think it's pretty clear. They're probably a playoff team. They could be frisky in round one, but they're not ready yet. They're not ready for the big push. And really, if you're going to get all upset about the Yzerman thing, I would need to hear a legitimate trade candidate that would move the needle. You don't just make deals to make deals. You know, you're not doing busy work like a lot of people in this building. You're just going to do things that are impactful. You know, he's the steward of the franchise. And I think if they miss the playoffs, he deserves every bit of heat that comes his way. I just don't. I'm not doing the genuflect routine. As long as they make the playoffs and are remotely competitive, I think we all look at each other and go, all right, we're about to start a fun 3 or 4 years here. But, guys, I don't know what trade they're supposed to make. And I'm not going to freak out about a couple of games. Yeah, Florida might be the best team in hockey.
A couple of games that you probably should have lost. Let's just call it what it
right.
is.
Now, beat Phoenix or Arizona, whatever they're called this week. And then, yeah, I mean, obviously, it'd be great to beat the Golden Knights and kind of get back on track and put a few wins back together. But I'm just staying calm with it. Maybe I'm an idiot. David, what do you have for everybody?
Yzerman took over the worst roster in hockey with the worst farm system in the league. We have increased points every year and now have a war chest. I'm expecting to make the playoffs, but no more than that.
Yeah, I'm kind of with it, but I'll be honest with you. I'm getting tired of hearing about taking over the worst team in the league and all that stuff. Guys, it's 5 years in. You got to let go at some point. That's like when people would blame Matt Millen 5 years later. Like, you got to let go at some point now. They got to make the playoffs. I don't think that's unfair.
If Evanson is far superior to several defensemen on the wings, how is he not up already?
Because they don't have roster room, and they have signed players with term. This is me being Kenny. Kenny, is that the appropriate Hockey Elite answer?
That is correct. A+. They're blocking him.
My man, pots and pans. Thank you, Kenneth.
Another one for you, though, Kenny. Guys, why weren't the Wings all in on Noah Hanifin? It shouldn't be acceptable for the Wings to stand pat.
It was a first. That was a third. I believe a fifth rounder was involved in that trade, too. I don't know, man. That's a little rich for my blood. For a guy who might not even extend here.
Right. It's pricing, guys. You're giving up 3-4 draft picks or 3 players and a player for a guy who may not re-sign here. And no offense, but Noah Hanifin, nice player. Guys, don't make it out like you're trading for Paul Kariya in his prime here. All right? Like, you got to look at this through a little bit different of a lens.
Has a dog come up to your cubicle?
Right.
I'm at a loss. If a loss at Arizona away from a mental breakdown, they have to win that game tomorrow. Otherwise, it's over. Wings problems is coaching. Florida, Colorado forwards play tight checking D first, then offense. No Dan is going to change that. Mike in Toledo.
They also have twice the amount of talent the Red Wings are. These are Stanley Cup built teams. There's only so much coaching can do to, you know, get around.
I'm going to be the first person to tell you that if you were sitting there and you weren't tied for the wild card, but you were tied for the Presidents. I mean, you are a wagon. You don't think I'm getting on the air and saying, take that first round pick, launch it out of a cannon, and go get me a rental? Of course I am.
Even a hockey neophyte as myself, if you have a general understanding of sports, you know you're not going crazy. Look, we talk during football season. All right, let's make this a football comparative. When I wanted the Lions to make a trade, first of all, Chase Young was free. A compensatory, I'm going to deal you a third, and I'll get the comp pick back when he signs. No harm, no foul.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Montez Sweat thing, because of the rules of the NFL, you trading for him would have made it real hard for him to leave. It was always about, I'll give up the pick because I'm going to lace him with a four-year, $90 million deal. Those scenarios do not exist here in this sport for this team. It's different.
Guys, aren't we basically talking about last year again with the Wings? I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. They're headed downward starting tomorrow.
Then all the criticism in the world needs to be placed at Iserman's desk. So okay, but I'm going to lay here. Dude, shout out John Jansen. I'm going to let it play.
So that's somebody who's probably downgraded from a 4-3.
Well, last year at this time, we weren't even close to being in the playoffs. Our goal differential was in the toilet. Right now, it's the opposite. We still hold the first wildcard spot. I think we're at a plus 17 or 18 goal differential. This is a way better team than
correct.
Last year.
It's not even comparable.
No.
Last year was a little bit of a fantasy, and it got quickly dashed. Let's go to Ryan, 97.1. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
How are you?
Things are, yes, sir, doing quite well. I appreciate the time. You know, from my experience as a hockey player, I've broken my jaw, love the game very much. There's nothing to watch here in Chicago. That team is, you're talking about the toilet, that's the toilet right there. Detroit Red Wings hockey. You know what? That game was very entertaining until a defenseman, I'm not sure his name, took that penalty in retaliation. It was a one-goal game. Wings were about to go up on the power play. I would sit him the next game and make a statement and say, if I was the coach, and say, you know what, you don't want to win hockey games. You can't take a cross check to the face. You need to sit down.
Kenneth, your response to hockey guy?
I don't know, man. I think that's a bit aggressive. Okay. I mean, we are not built like the Florida Panthers right now. A lot of guys aren't taking cross checks to the face. If you want to say we need somebody to protect Dylan Larkin or something like that, then yeah, I can get behind that.
Yeah, I think there's a... Look, unfortunately, the way it used to be, those days are gone. The NHL has done everything in a willful manner to get rid of enforcers. Yeah. So do you need to play with more of a physical edge if you're going to win a Stanley Cup? Probably. Is that the type of thing we need to start looking for as we move forward? Yeah. I mean, all jokes aside, it's why Kenny brought up his man, Gudas. Dude's got a bad attitude and a great beard. But no, I just don't think you're going to goon it up. Those days are gone. They've been gone for 15 years. Let's go over to Nick, 97.1. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. I appreciate the call. You guys got a great show.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I could honestly make an argument probably with Kenny that the Iser plan's A-OK. We're probably on year 3 or 4, but I'm not going to do that. His goal was to make the playoffs in 5 years. We're at our fifth year. His goal is to make the playoffs for 5 years. He did inherit a bad roster. I know we don't want to talk about it, Mike, but...
No, it's okay. Nick, hold on, slow down. I'm not mad, and I'm not saying, like...
It's a fact, but you don't have to use it as a crutch.
Yes, like, Nick, you're fine in the way you said it. What I don't like is where any criticism or conversation, you immediately get the Steve bots who use it as, like, a SWAT team
a
shield.
Crutch.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a middle ground, and you're in it, so you're good.
Totally get it, and it was maybe Kenny has a stat, hopefully near him, but 5 years ago, Iserman got hired in a little later, and then we were the first team or the second team behind Pittsburgh that had the most players with a no-trade clause. People forget that. So Iserman had to get rid of 9 players, I think. Also, Franzen contract to free up a bunch of room, and now he's got, it seems like he's got 12 picks for next year's draft. Jesus. Mm-hmm. But the point is, he had to inherit, you know, I guess an economic downfall for them. But his goal is to make the playoffs in 5 years. So if he makes the playoffs this year, great. If not, then, yeah, obviously we can be a little disappointed. But right now we're on track. And we got the number two prospects in the last 3 years.
And you know what, Nick? It'll be something where I think this summer, hopefully you call the show, I think Iserman will begin to ratchet up the aggression in the summer, draft, trade, free agency, and that's where I think they take the next step. Right here, right now, just get in. Get in. Let's be able to go, all right, bare minimum, it's not a failure. Right. What they do after that is what joy you get out of it or not. But, yeah, I wish I could yell and scream about trades. I can't do it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.